turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Snooki and Joey.
Good morning.
Who are you?
I'm wearing shades as well. Shady ladies. This is the
Who
Shady
are you?
Lady podcast.
And what did you do with Joey?
I have to. I'm wearing my sunglasses today. I'm going to take them off. I did have a little nip tuck this week or last week.
Oh, look at your face! It's so snatched.
Well, that's the power of Trutella. Look at my Trutella did his big one. Look at my cheekbones.
Who is she?
Can you imagine? Everyone says, "How do I look so young?" It's the Trutella effect. He gave me new cheeks, a facial.
All right, well. Welcome to the show, bitches.
Sorry, I forgot.
You can see Joey if you watch our videos on Saturday. But what's the inspo here? I mean, you're looking phenomenal. Everyone's saying how good you look. Mm-hmm. You look like you're like 20 years younger. Like, what's the inspiration? What are you doing? Share the tea.
I'm going through a midlife crisis. And you know what? I figured
sounds about right.
Like you can either lay down and just rot and die and look like you're 90, or you can beat the system. You can take back the power. So I decided to take back the power via Trutella. And he got me a new hair. I have a hair transplant. I have Botox, Restylane fillers. I did a laser refacialing. I tried to get lip injections. He refused. He said no. He goes, your lips look big enough. He goes, you're going to look ridiculous.
No, yeah, you don't want to go too crazy with the lips. Your lips are fine.
Did he talk you out of stop doing your lips? Because he's very stern about his ideas. He won't do something on you if he doesn't
So I didn't like the pain of the lips. And I didn't like how it was making my lips look like puffy. Like it didn't look natural to me. Because I have such like a small upper lip that when I did get them, and I didn't go to Trutella ever for my lips. I went somewhere else. I just felt like they looked like they didn't look good on me. A lot of people can get lip fillers and they look natural and beautiful. Me, I started to look crazy. So, yeah, I haven't done lip fillers in like 10 years, I feel.
And then I'm also on a health kick. I think partially, can we be honest here? No one listens to this podcast in my family. I just felt like I wasn't the best version of myself. And I felt like, you know, like no one said anything to me, but I could just tell like, you know, I wanted to be like more athletic and not athletic, but like, you know, more active. Instead of just laying around
healthier,
all day.
And yeah, healthier, to feel better about yourself, to be confident.
Billy's 20 years younger than me. He's athletic and young and a whippersnapper. And I'm just like, I just felt like, you know, self-conscious that I'm like just like an old fat man. Like, so I wanted to like, you know, look good for my man and feel good for myself.
So well, that's you look phenomenal.
Weight Watchers. You got to start Weight Watchers with me. Even if you don't want to lose weight, you can just it's so easy to eat healthy and... I've been doing the Weight Watchers.
Yeah, but I feel like it's so much work. Like, I just put food in my mouth. I feel like you have to, like, weigh stuff and, like, put it in and... I don't know. I feel like I'm not that, like, serious about it.
I guess. It's easy for me. I have a little app on my phone and I just type everything in, but you do you. You look phenomenal as well.
Okay, so you have no beard.
Oh, right.
Ever seen you without a beard? I feel like I've never seen you
during
with just
COVID,
a stash.
During COVID, I shaved my face because I was like, I'm going to be in the house and I just wanted to feel like what it felt like without it. I sent you a picture. I'll send it to you again. It's a jump scare. I looked disgusting.
Oh, your chin?
I was a hefty bitch. But yeah, I took that off because
just like skin. It's just hangy skin.
Oh, we're talking about my double chin now. Okay.
No, but your chin looks fine though.
That's because I just contoured it when you were trying to fix your microphone. I put contour on. I wanted to get my neck.
Well, your face is snatched.
Thank you. I wanted to get my. I do have a double chin a little bit. See, and I asked Trutella about it. He goes, "What we should have to do is a facelift, a lower facelift, like Kim Kardashian."
Kim
Kardashian's mom. What's her name? Kylie Kardashian. What's her name? Kris Kardashian. She had the facelift. He goes, "You can do that." He goes, "I would honestly, it's a major surgery." He goes, "Like literally, you had to take your ears off and like." sew them literally back on.
Yeah. And they cut like your side of the face and then
pull you back.
They do all the things and then pull you back.
And he offered to do it. He goes, I'll do it. He goes, I think you should wait.
I don't think you need really that now.
Yeah, I don't need it now. It's just that I can just lose some weight and some contour. Because I'm not doing that more than once. And it's a very intense surgery. So I'm going to wait until it's like much more dire than my skin starts.
I feel like
sagging.
People do that when they're like in their late 50s, like 60s. Like for some reason, it's on my For You page where, you know, 65-year-old women, like they want to feel young again. And, you know, they have the wrinkles everywhere and the loose skin and here. And they get it done and they look freaking 39 years old. It's incredible. Mm-hmm.
It's scary. It's almost, isn't it a little frightening when you see these women like Christie Brinkley? I mean, she's like one of the most famous supermodels in the world. She was before supermodels. And you see her, she's 70 years old or 80 years old or something. And she looks like a fucking Alex Earle. She looks like a
insane.
Like a
you know what? Bikini now, model. Now that's like the new thing. Like when we're 70, we're going to have to keep up with this trend.
Right. And then when you die,
I'm going to look like I'm 200.
And then every time someone dies, even though they were 80, they looked 20, and it's like, oh my God, how tragic. It's like, no, bitch, she was before dinosaurs. It's like, it's going to fuck with our brain and our psyche that like people are dying that look like they're 20, but they're like 90.
Well, there's like two sides to it. Like a lot of people are saying, why can't we just age gracefully and just like embrace our aging? But like also, like you do want to feel good about yourself, and getting older is scary, you know? So you don't want to... You don't want that to like ruin your mood and like how you live life. So it's important to some people. So I don't knock it. Yeah. I don't knock it, but I also don't knock people that don't get it and are aging gracefully. Like I enjoy both sides.
But yeah, you got to keep up with the Joneses. That's the thing. It's like you don't want to like, you know, say you didn't need it and you never thought you were vain, but then all of a sudden all your best friends from high school and all your circle of girlfriends are looking like fucking snatched, and you don't want to be the only fucking raisin, the California raisin sitting there. Like an old bitch. So you got to keep up with the Joneses. Mm. It's a vicious cycle, ladies, and we got to keep up. So we got to stay vigilant out there. Make sure you're tucked, plucked, and ready to fuck.
Because yeah, and feeling
good. The younger men are coming for us.
Wait, so tell me about the stash.
I like it because I could not commit to no facial hair at all, because then I'd feel like I'd have gender dysphoria again, and I would try to transition. So that's why keeping
like
this on.
I'll
start wearing wigs and negligees. I can't, if I don't have this, I'll be misgendered.
No, I like it though. I didn't know if you were going. You were trying to look like what's his name from Euphoria? Doesn't he always have a
Jacob
stash?
Jacob.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting those visions with your videos, like all dressed up in the park.
Wait, you are very clairvoyant because I have a photo shoot tomorrow. Wearing
I'm getting
this,
those
copying
vibes.
Copying his outfit.
See. That's why I'm saying, was he your inspiration? Was there a specific look that you were going for?
I mean, I think every man would kill to look like Jacob Elordi. But I'm, you know, without this, I would look like a late in life lesbian. So it is that, but I do think it says something. And it's also very on trend.
I'm loving it.
I love it too.
Well, Joey's definitely feeling himself because he sent me an old a video of him dancing with his shirt off. And I'm like, who is that? Like, you have no waist.
I know. We're going to get haters on this. We're going to get canceled. They're going to be haters. They can't handle it. They can't handle the glamour.
Well, we've been every single size. So we're very inclusive.
Oh, yeah. We're a size inclusive podcast program. Yeah. No, I forget sometimes that I have the nanny cams up all the time.
Staring at yourself.
I have alert on my phone. And it's also terrifying. I peed in a guest bathroom last night. Like, you see me walking out like in a... like I was coming out of a cave. I forget the camera's in here. So like things I say, do you think that Furbo like can see my shit like all the time? Like if Furbo wants to tune in right now, can
absolutely.
They see me sitting? Mm-hmm. So like why are we not more like, because you have cameras all over your whole house and the security team watches it all. You're not ever afraid like that your titties are going to be out and they're going to be like coming out of the shower and they're just going to see your titties?
Well, the government spies on us anyway.
I don't think it's the government. I think it's the girls and gays that work at Furbo at the dog cam, that they're like in there like pressing buttons and looking at us.
I'm sure. I'm positive.
They're probably
at least
going
you look good though.
Well, and that I saw about that. How many times was I like binge eating in my in ladies' underwear?
Oh yeah, or like having a mental breakdown and like screaming in the corner,
or screaming, yeah, or crying, or screaming at the ceiling for mommy to spook me. Or making love. Imagine someone saw me making love on the couch.
Sick.
Oh my God.
Freak.
Good thing I don't do that.
Yeah, okay.
It's happening.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. March includes International Women's Day, a moment to celebrate women's strength and progress, while also recognizing how much they carry every day. Between caring for others, managing unseen responsibilities, their emotional well-being can easily be overloaded. We want to remind women how much they matter, and therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves the way they deserve. BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work so you can focus on therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12-plus years of experience in leading industry match fulfillment, that means they typically get it right the first time. If you aren't happy with their match, you can switch at any time with no questions asked.
Yes, queens, with over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews.
You've been leaning on BetterHelp a lot this month because you've been going through it personally yourself.
My therapist wants nothing to do with me because I keep texting her. I'm a mess. But that's why I love BetterHelp, because you don't have to like wait to go to the doctor's office and like talk to them. Like, you can talk to them whenever you want.
You don't have to go into the office, especially when you're not feeling your best. You know, no one wants to go sit in the doctor's office, drive there, get dressed, look presentable. With this, you can be on camera if you want.
You just want to rot in bed and cry.
Yeah, you don't have to be on camera. You can do literally whatever you want and look your worst or your best. And it's you know, no one has to see you. Your emotional well-being matters. Find support, feel lighter in therapy. Sign up today and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/snooki. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/snooki. Oh my God, Nicole, I forgot. I waited to tell you.
What?
I locked me and Billy in the house for 2 days. And we
What do you mean, like with chains? You wouldn't let him leave?
Pretty much, with emotional chains and good food. I locked him in and we sat there from cover to cover and watched every episode of Parasite. Or Paradise.
Parasite? Paradise. Thank God. So are you all caught up?
No, that's why I have to ask you questions now. Okay, so everyone lock in. We're going to talk about shows right now. We're talking about Paradise. Nicole's been telling me to watch this show. If you're new to the program, she's been telling me to watch the show Paradise for months, and it's the only show she's watching. I've watched 30 different shows, and she won't watch anything else besides this fucking Paradise show. So I said, I can either shit or get off the pot.
And they just got renewed for season 3. So, boom.
Okay, boom. So what I liked about it, when I first watched it, I didn't understand what happened. The president got killed, and then I was like, I thought it was just a president show. And I'm watching it for a few episodes, and I don't pay attention sometimes. I watch it, and I'm like on my phone and going back and forth. The whole three episodes I watched, I had no idea that they were living in a under the ground in a hole. Like, I thought this was real life. Mm-hmm. I was like, how the fuck are they underground? Sky, sun, and trees. I said, they're not underground. You're thinking of the wrong show. Then I finally watched and I realized it. And then she starts telling me about, watch out, there's going to be flashbacks, a lot of flashbacks, so you got to pay attention. They go upstairs, mm-hmm. downstairs. Is there still an upstairs? Meaning, so basically the present of the show is the world ended. Then the government, the U.S. government said, well, we're not all going down like this. We're going to make a bunker. We're going to carve out the side of a mountain to make a whole new world with a sky and a world and everything, just like the old world.
It's but in only Colorado. They basically live in the mountains. Inside the mountains.
Inside the mountain. And they have a fake sky and a fake old things. Mm-hmm.
It's a simulation.
Only a certain amount of people were allowed to come, or I guess whoever didn't die. So then I'm thinking, this reminds me so much of a show. So I said, this reminds me of The Last of Us, because it's like them trying to find out the new world when they go upstairs. Then it's also reminding me of
Silos.
What is the other show?
Silos?
No, on my show I like one. The Last Man on Earth, which is a comedy version of The End of the World. Mm-hmm. It's reminding me of so many shows, and I'm hooked. So I'm on episode.
Told you. Thank God.
I'm on episode two.
Of season two.
Of season two.
Wait, did you love their love story?
The Xavier and the psychologist.
No, Annie and Link.
Oh, the new love story. Oh yeah. I saw them. I knew the second that she saw him. I knew she was going to start hooking up with him.
Same.
So Charlene Woodley works there. She's the new cast member, and there's a new hot guy, and they are. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you haven't watched the show, I'm so sorry, but I have to get these questions out. I can't explain what's going on. Nicole, why were those kids not talking? Why were those kids, when they found him after the plane crash, why can't they talk? Because they never learned to talk because they were born without parents and like they didn't learn their words? Why weren't they talking?
I think they're emotionally disturbed because eventually, like, two kids start talking and they're just saying how when everything went to shit, they were in school on a school bus and they never saw their parents again. So I just think they're fucked up. Yeah. So they never got to say goodbye to their parents or anything.
And I got emotional when they were actually being like, they were like being like typical teenagers, like sitting on the couch. I thought they were robbing him, but then he was asking for water. They were actually helping him. And then the little kid when the bomb was going to happen, he like let him scream at that time so no one would find them in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so
they're used to living outside and like knowing how to survive because they're basically trying to survive from like all these bad people trying to like kidnap them and kill them.
Wait, I have goosebumps because then when he found the picture of the kids, now they know he's a dad and now they feel like that he's their dad almost a little bit. I mean, it doesn't happen, but that's how I felt.
Yeah, but they end up stealing from him, so.
Well, I'm at the part now where Charlene Woodley, what's her name?
I don't know, but I love her and it's really sad. Wait, did you finish it? Because okay.
Wait a second. So well, I'm at the part where she goes, he's there, like, oh, I got to get to Chicago. She goes, no, motherfucker, we're going to Colorado. And
such a bad bitch, and she's pregnant.
And she's got the gun. That's the ending. Now we weren't allowed to watch anymore because he had to leave. So that's right.
I think you have three more episodes.
That's what it was.
Three? Yeah.
Three more. Yeah. That's what other show. It reminds me of Severance because he's looking for his dead wife. He thought his wife was dead, and now he's looking for the wife.
Yeah, there's a lot of mystery, a lot of drama, but now you have to start like keeping up with it. Now there's like Easter eggs and you have to figure out what's going on and like there's a TikTok conspiracy of what's happening. So once you're caught up, you're going to be like, what the hell's going on?
Did you think the son killed the president? I thought it for a little bit.
The son? No.
You didn't think so? He hated his father.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't think he would kill his dad. I thought it was Sinatra the whole time.
Oh yeah, yeah. But what about when we found the iPad? I was like, oh my god, her boyfriend gave it to him. That's why I saw the boyfriend took it. Took it, gave it to the girlfriend to hide.
Once I saw the girlfriend, the Xavier's daughter had it. I'm like, did she kill him? I thought it was her, but no. No, it's a good show, you guys. If you don't know what we're talking about, you guys have to start watching it. It's on Hulu. It's called Paradise. Season 2 is airing right now. I think there's only one episode left or two, but they just got renewed for another season and they're going to win all the awards. It's just it's a phenomenal show.
Yeah. And I noticed that like a lot of different people are watching it. Like I went on the web and like people like you are watching it. And then I saw like people that are like, you know, I wouldn't expect to be watching a show like that. Like they're watching it, like young people, old people, like everyone's kind of like into it. And it takes me a while to get into things. Like I saw a
lot of millennials watching it.
Yeah.
Is it a millennial show?
You're a millennial.
Yes, I'm a millennial.
I wish I was. I'm a Gen Xer. Can I show you something? My newest influencer scam. And this is like the most expensive scam I've done.
Yeah.
It's not a real scam though. Read 'em and weep.
Wait, what size is your waist now?
I bought a size 34 pants at Zara the other day, but they're like stretched, so it just doesn't count.
Oh my God.
But it's not
Wait,
real.
What is that? Is that a Celine bag?
No, this is much more expensive than a Celine bag. What I'm holding up here, ladies, if you can zoom in now,
Why are you spending money?
I didn't. It's a new perk I got. And I'm going to tell you about it, Nicole. You have to do it. You're going to die. Okay, so this what I'm holding up right now is a $9,000 bag from Bottega Veneta. It is the large Andiamo in fondant. It's $9,000.
Joey, people are dying.
$8,900.
Absolutely not. Never.
I know. The Bottega Veneta large Andiamo in fondant with gold hardware.
Fondant is made of cake?
No, it's the color. It's a chocolate brown.
Fondant.
I've been wanting this bag for my whole life. Since I came out, like I've always wanted this bag, and I can obviously never spend $8,000.
Why is it so expensive?
$9,000 on a bag. I guess because they hand weave it, and it's Italian, and it's like the Birkin of its time. I mean, Birkins are much
more
expensive.
That is insane.
I know, but I would never buy this for myself because I just don't. I can't afford that. First of all, second of all, I just know that if I spent that, I would be sick of it, and then I wouldn't want it anymore. So I found this service.
Wait, so how'd
Who's
you get
that? Who's that?
Yeah. Oh, it's Rocky. Hold on.
Oh my God. I thought someone was trying to steal my bag. I thought I was getting sniped. I'm terrified to go outside with this on. I have to go outside today and take pictures with it on. And
oh,
I'm afraid
someone's
I'm
definitely
going
to stab you. And
well, they're probably going to think it's fake. Anyway, so I would never spend this money on a bag. So I've seen girls before, like that have like the most insane bags, and I'm like, how are these people buying all these bags and like wearing? She just had the fucking $10,000 bag. Now this girl has a $5,000 bag. It's like, where is she getting the money from? So then I found out there's a secret in Hollywood. People aren't buying these bags; they're borrowing them. So I found this company called Vivrelle, my friend told me about it because she had this huge Chanel bag. It was like the size of a diaper bag in a Chanel bag. I was like, that had to be $12,000. I was like, how is she getting these bags? Uh-huh. She's getting. I'll let you in a secret. It's Vivrelle. I said, what does that mean? She goes, it's a membership, a purse membership where you can borrow purses. So I signed up and I borrowed this. And I use it until I'm done with it, and I give it back. You pay a monthly membership fee, and you can borrow the bags. So this is the bag I'm borrowing for this month.
Wait,
and
so then, how much is it each month?
There's different tier memberships. You can do a member. It's affordable. So you can you pay the membership month, and then you can do like the couture level, which is this price, and then the regular level, and you can borrow jewelry. So if they have like all the Cartier bracelets, all the Cartier fine jewelry, you can borrow. So if you're going to an event, you don't want to borrow, it's like Rent the Runway, but for bags and jewelry.
Okay, but what if, God forbid, you get like a little stain on it or a scratch or a nick?
I don't know what it is just yet because I just signed up. I'm sure it's all very realistic things. I don't think there's like anything scary. You're not gonna like. I'm sure there's insurance things. Or I didn't really read the fine print, but
I would be terrified that I would like nick it or ruin it, and then I would have to buy the bag or something.
Well, I don't know how I haven't gotten into it, but can I tell you what I have for you now? Do you want to try it? I got you and the Crusaders a free 1 month membership, so you can have a free bag. Go to Vivrelle and use my code Joey Camasta, and you get your first month for free.
Very cool.
Isn't that exciting? I mean, I have to give this back eventually, but it's like you're borrowing the bag.
So how long do you borrow it for? Like a month?
You can borrow it until you're done with it. Like I can keep it for a while. I know, but I don't want to keep it for a while because I want to keep stunting on these hoes. I want to have this one, and then next week come out with a huge Chanel diaper bag.
What if you wear it and you walk around and you end up meeting Leah for like a quick bite and then you lose it or...
Oh,
or,
God, I would never lose it. I'm sure there's a tracking device on these things. Oh,
when you go for a quick bite?
I'm sure there's a tracking device on this thing somewhere. I don't know how the magic works, but like now I have this bag and then I get to have another bag next month. Like I'm gonna give this back in a month. I'm going to carry it for the month and then I'm going to give it back and I'm going to get a different bag. Yeah,
Do they do shoes?
They don't have to do shoes, but I don't think they do shoes yet, but they do
purses. Yeah, I feel like that would be hard to do shoes.
They do purses and literally every purse you can imagine. If you want a Birkin, they got Birkins. If you want the Chanel bag, if you want a cute little Fendi baguette or like something cute for like to go out for the evening.
Yeah, for the spring.
And you can just switch it up as you want. And you can borrow, I think for certain tiers, you can borrow two bags at once. If you're going on vacation or something, I think they have like the things like that. But Vivrelle, Vivrelle. And code Joey Camasta for your first month for free, and tell them Joey sent you. Look, I cannot imagine. I mean, I'm not faking that I'm rich. I'm just smarter. I don't have to spend $9,000 on a bag. I can use my membership at Vivrelle.
No, I love it because I would never do that either.
I know.
My max.
I'm gonna get you a Vivrelle bag for Christmas, and then I'm gonna have to have Sissy steal it back when I have to return it, so you don't know where it went. But yeah, I feel like I'm on cloud nine.
It's happening.
Spooky, have you noticed my skin's been glowing today on camera?
Yeah, almost calm down. You look so perfect.
Well, thank you, because I've been using a new skincare product, a new cream, a new eye cream. It's called One Skin. A lot of skincare looks good on paper, but does not really deliver results. Or even worse, you're sold on the idea that you need 10 different products to have an effective routine. That's why One Skin really stands out. The products aren't about hype or fancy packaging. It's just real science. One Skin's products are backed by extensive lab clinical data, including 4 peer-reviewed clinical studies to validate their efficiency, safety on all skin types, all through that. Plus, they've got over 10,000 5-star reviews and have been recently featured in Bloomberg as a leader in skincare longevity. It really shows you don't need a complicated routine to have healthier, younger looking skin like your girl.
Same. And we love, you know, we love to have nice, beautiful skin. And we are loving this product right now. Born from over a decade of longevity research, OneSkin's OS1 peptide is proven to target the visible signs of aging, helping you unlock your healthiest skin now and as you age. So for a limited time, try OneSkin with 15% off using code Snooki at oneskin.co/snooki. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code Snooki. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please, mamas, support our show and tell them that we sent you.
I'm talking about so much of myself today. This should be the Joey Camassa special.
No, literally.
I'm sorry. What have you been up to?
No, please.
Okay,
go
okay.
On.
So I've been going. If you see my fashion videos.
Yes, freak.
They're cringy, but I've been having so much fun doing them, and it gets me out of the house, and it gets Wiggles out of the house.
No, you're officially an influencer now.
Yeah, so I've been going out to like the cool neighborhoods, like the Villages and the Sohos and the Nolitas and the Dime Squares. I've been going all around the cool neighborhoods in New York and carrying fashion outfits and doing that. So that's where I want to go today. So besides that, I've been going to coffee shops. I'm a coffee queen now. I've used the espresso machine you've given me. I moved it to a new area. I've been using it every day. I'm an espresso queen. So I've been going to all the cool coffee shops and getting a coffee, sitting there with my little laptop and pretend I'm working.
And people watching.
There's so many places to go and have coffee. So I've been going to different baristas and coffee cafes and trying the lattes. And I'm going to one today that got rated number 12 in the world for all the for coffee shops in the whole world. So I'm going
there
today.
Are you going to do a video?
Yeah, and I'm going to carry my chocolate flavor, my coffee colored bag, and I'm going to take pictures.
Don't get coffee on it, bitch.
Well, that's what I said. I mean, I can't bring. That's the reason I can't bring Pico with me today because I always put Pico on my bag. Oh, he's right here.
Oh yeah, he's going to shit and pee in there.
I don't want to get. I can't put him in the bag because that would be in poor taste. Can you imagine? I was carrying that. Yeah, everyone's no. Going. I was supposed to borrow that exact bag, and there's a dog in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But yeah, I'm going to try some new coffees. And there's a new. I have a new vision board item. And I'm going to ask yours
what?
Next. I love your espresso machine, but there's one, now that I'm the coffee snob, there's this machine called La Morocco. La Morocco? La Morocco? Morocco?
La Morocco.
La Marzocco. La Marzocco. And it's like an $8,000 coffee machine. But I'm not going to buy it for myself. I'm going to wait till Vivrol has it.
Yeah, see if you can borrow it and then you give it back.
They don't have that. What's on your vision board this month? Not having cancer?
Yeah, bitch, I don't know. Like, you're like so like...
materialistic.
Put together.
No,
you're
not.
Like very put. You're put together. You're getting your shit done. You're eating good. You look good. You're skinny. You're going to coffee shops. I'm a fucking mess.
I haven't drank.
I'm a mess over here.
Well, you have. Can I tell you? You need to pick a job because you're annoying. Every fucking last. She lives in Canada now. She eats cheese fries and says how you going?
What?
Why are you in Canada all the time?
Oh, because of my ghost show.
So did you find any new ghosts?
I found a ton of ghosties. I see that all, so everywhere that we're going, so we went to like a haunted house, we went to like a haunted jail, and all the ghosties that are talking to me and touch me are kids. So I guess the kid ghosties like me, but yeah, I have to keep going to Canada. Next, we're gonna be by Niagara Falls, so...
Are you kidding?
I'm basically Canadian, you guys.
Wait, are you going to be able to see all the people that fell into the water?
Well, yeah, supposedly there's a lady there that died, and they all see her walking.
On the water?
She fell. Well, I don't know.
She can't be the only
like
person that fell.
Place.
I'm sure people go there to kill themselves all the time.
No, yeah,
don't
it's
you
supposedly
think?
Very haunted. So we are going there in a couple weeks. I have to go to Nashville this weekend because Giovanna has her cheer competition. So I'm going to check out my store. I'm not going to tell the girls. And I'm going to walk in and see if it's chaotic.
Wait,
and
can
I'm
you please go
them.
In a disguise and have someone film you?
Yeah. And I'm going to pretend to steal. And then I'm going to cause a scene and say, Snooki's disgusting. I hate her.
Imagine you tried to rob them and they shot you.
No. Yeah, so I love Canada. It's just like home. I just feel like it's cozier.
I
feel
never
safer
been to Canada.
In Canada.
Do they speak different language? I know they speak French there because I'm from there. Do they speak with accents there? Like, what do their accents sound like? How you going?
They have hard. No, they have hard. Like they say about.
Oh, what about it?
Yes, they say some words like different, but not like crazy accents.
Hold on one second, Lena. All that stuff on the bed is for you. Sorry.
What are you giving her clothes?
I emptied all my fat clothes off the thing. I can never get fat again.
Okay, so I did that with my clothes.
And you gained weight.
And then I gained all the weight back, and then I had to go buy a ton of clothes. So I would save some of the fat stuff.
I did. I saved some stretch items just in case. Yeah. I have to get. I have sweatpants and like
that's
one
what
pair
I do
of
with
fat
my
clean jeans.
Ladies. Like all yeah. my kids' clothes that they grow out of. All the clothes that like I already wore like 20 times. I'm not going to wear again. I always give them my clothes.
Yep, I gave them clothes. I gave them
love that
all this stuff. Like all this.
We're
shit.
We're philanthropists.
Like, well, I buy so much shit, and then we get so much stuff, and I feel bad. Like you know, the companies are so generous, but it's like I don't have room.
Oh yeah,
for
don't
all
you get
this.
A lot of PR boxes?
Well, not as much as you.
my last PR box. I
what did you
cried,
get?
And I forgot to post it. Who do I love?
Oh, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Jessica Simpson heels. They sent me two new pairs of heels. Oh my God. The one heel, it's like the Delaney heel that I always wear, like gorgeous, so comfortable, and it gives me height. I love it. It's kind of like a giraffe print, brown and cream. So freaking pretty. And then the other one is just like a black snake.
Ooh. Is it the same heel you like with the wooden heel?
No wooden heel. The whole thing is black and cream, and it's like a rough.
You mean a rough?
Yeah, it's like a like cow. Like oh, rough yeah. hide. I cow don't hide. Know. Yeah, it's upstairs, but
oh my God. I love it. Did they write a little letter to you saying, Nicole, we love you and like we're your fans?
No, Jessica Simpson, they just sent me two pairs of shoes.
It didn't.
Like, did I order these drunk?
Jessica no. Simpson doesn't write on there like.
No, it's not actually itch. Her. It's like whoever runs her store, because I'm always like following them and saying, oh my God, I love these heels. And I buy her heels all the time anyway. So yeah, they sent me two cute heels and I was obsessed.
Well, you know, I know that lady, right? The head lady, my friend yeah. Brad Leone's wife. I'm not going to say her name on here, but you know who you are.
Well, I'm not going to like try and beg and like force it to meet Jessica Simpson. I feel like if it happens, it happens. She yeah. has to know I'm obsessed with her. So
well, she does. Remember we tried to meet her at that thing where we couldn't find her?
Where?
At the VMAs.
Oh my God, stop. That's the last time I'll ever stalk someone.
I know. Can we talk about pop stars right now? Because I'm obsessed. You saw the video of me this morning running out of my room in my underwear, dancing Freak. To The Best of Both Worlds by Ms. Montana. Hannah Montana. She's having a huge Ooh, resurfacing. Yes. She had...
I'm surprised you didn't go to that.
I wasn't invited. Everyone else and their mother was invited to it.
No, literally all the influencers were there.
I know. I would, and it's in LA.
Was that in the city or LA?
LA. It was in LA. I mean, oh. LA. So Hannah Montana is 20-year anniversary, and they did a huge show
Crazy.
For it. On I watched the show. It's on Hulu. And
it's on Disney, too.
Oh, Disney. And Alex Cooper, girl, no joke. What's her name? To call her daddy, hosts it.
Yeah.
And it's like it's like a reunion show. Remember, it reminds me of when they did a Friends reunion 20 year, and they all went back to the set, and they go, "Wow, oh my God,
Stop, that's so cute."
But one of the Friends was dead on that one, so that was sad. But this one, everyone's alive still that I know of. Mm-hmm. And she
looks great. She looks phenomenal.
Her mom has Benjamin Button syndrome, like me.
Trish. Oh, her mom looks so good.
Her Tish. Mm-hmm. Tish.
Miley Cyrus looks freaking great. She's so pretty.
She's always been always loved her, but now she's slowly becoming even more of my favorite. Like I just fuck with her.
I'll be with
I just
her,
know
she,
well, not like that. Like I can't hang out with her.
Do you think she's fun?
Yes, I'm sure she is. She's a big, I'll say she's a faggot. She's loves the girls and the gays, and she's just like a kiki girl. She quoted Drag Race on.
I feel like
on
she
her
smokes
special.
Cigarettes.
They said she goes. Did you know what like you know. She's on the interview on the reunion. She said, "Why did you think you set you apart from all the other people auditioning to be Miley Cyrus or Hannah Montana?" She goes, "It was my charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. That stands for cunt, and it's a Drag Race thing." Is your cleaning lady behind you?
No, that was Gianni.
Oh,
freak! Oh my God!
But yeah, did you watch it? Does Sissy know who Hannah Montana is?
I don't think so. But
you
no,
were
I didn't
too
watch
old for
it.
It.
I put
No,
I
20
put
years
on
ago, you were, it was your, you would have been around then.
Yeah, I didn't watch it growing up. How old was I 20 years ago?
You were drinking and getting fingered. You weren't 19? Watching. Yeah.
Was I 19?
No, 20 years ago? Oh, wait.
How old
Alexa,
am I?
Alexa, what's, Alexa, what's 35 minus 20?
39, 38.
What's Alexa, what's 38 minus 20?
I wish I was 35.
Hey, Siri, what's 19. 38 minus 20?
18.
18.
18. Yeah.
Yeah, you weren't watching kids' things. You were 19. You were smoking blunts in a car listening to rap music with Steph and Kier.
Oh, yeah, we were gangsters. Yeah, I was not watching that.
Wait, I was probably I was
watching
30.
Real World.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yes, I was watching reality TV.
I'm going to be a star. Because
that's what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Did you say, I'm going to be a star?
No, literally. I went to every bar and I said, I'm going to be famous one day. And you're going to have to pay me to come here.
Do you know there was a page for Lady Gaga on Facebook that said Stephanie Germanotta will never be famous? And it was all her haters from school?
Stop.
It's still up. It's still up.
Well, she's famous.
It's happening.
Okay, queens, Revolve is my go-to when I don't feel like overthinking it. Everything is styled in a way that makes sense, so it already feels curated for you. And I'm not endlessly scrolling, trying to place something together. And even if I order a few backup options, the shipping is super fast and returns are easy, so it's actually stress-free. My last Revolve package, I got like sweatpants and like cozies for me and Gigi, but I have to go back on there because I have press soon. Jersey Shore is premiering in May. Our last season, you guys, on MTV. But yeah, we have to do press. So I need to get cute like dresses and cute options for press. So I'm going to go on Revolve and do that.
I went the opposite route. I gutted all my drawers and I wanted all new socks and underwear. I never treat myself to nice socks and underwear. I always have some regular things from the store or the big box stores, whatever. But I treated myself to all new Skims underwear and socks. And I got all new socks and underwear. And I got, they have everything simple, basics like that. They have men's, they have women's, and they have like pieces that you wouldn't normally find in the stores. If you go into the stores, it's hard to find like something good. They weed out all the junk, so they only have the best stuff on Revolve. And you can be a fashionista even if you don't try. Just order all your stuff from there and you'll be set.
But they also just launched their own label called Revolve LA, and it's really chic. The silhouettes are strong and modern, very polished, very confident. It's the kind of stuff you put on when you want to look expensive, like Joey, especially for a dinner or event, but where you know photos are happening and you want to look good. So whether it's a big night out, a wedding, a trip, or you just need something last minute that actually works, Revolve always has it. So go to revolve.com/snooki to shop our faves and use code snooki for 15% off your first order. And definitely check out the new Revolve LA label while you're there. It's fast shipping, easy returns, and it just makes everything easier. So that's revolve.com/snooki. You can shop our faves and get 15% off your first order. Offer ends April 10th, so don't miss out.
Imagine I got drunk and gave this purse to the cleaning ladies and then had to give
it. No, that's what I'm saying.
Here, girl. I said, take any bag that'll fit.
Do you remember my Christmas party? I got drunk and I gave everyone my Louis Vuitton bags.
She got, Nicole got wasted. Bag? And she started doing musical chairs. She brought like 10 different purses down from her closet. And she goes, okay, let's do musical chairs. First of all, she gave them all $10,000 checks for Christmas in their cards. I'm like, okay, first of all, I tried to rob the bitches. I said, I don't work at Snooki Shop, but I'm snatching someone's card. And then she went upstairs and got all her bags. And one, it was cute in the beginning. She was like some red Gucci bag she like wore once or whatever. It's like, okay, whatever. Then she brought down the iconic bag she got arrested with, screaming, "Where's the beach?" with the Gucci bag. I said, "Bitch, this is going in the Smithsonian." And I ripped it out of some bitch's hand. I said, "Absolutely not." I said, "Give this back."
Yeah,
this
and it's so dirty and gross. I'm pretty sure there's still sand in it.
There's probably sand in it. Yeah, that has
if
to go.
I'm really struggling with like finances, I'm selling that on eBay for $1 million.
Oh my! I was like, oh my god, that almost went to some random, not some random. It was a Spooky Shop employee, but they wouldn't. That's
yeah, but
like
why
giving
would they
away.
Even want that? It's literally so dirty.
Because it's iconic. It's like getting Princess Diana's wedding dress. I'm sure it's worth the same.
Oh yeah, that was the purse.
You still have it though, right? Or Sissy can wear it, but she can't empty the sand out of it.
Well, she likes my Coach bags. I've been into Coach lately. Like, I'm just loving their style. Their sneakers are so comfortable.
Oh, Coach.
And they're so freaking cute. Yes, Coach.
I want a bag from them.
I'm loving Coach right now. And I just love their clutches. Their clutches are so cute. And I just think the vintage retro look of Coach, I'm just so into it right now.
I love
it. It's like so early. So, yeah, I've been, all the bags that I've been getting lately are Coach. like really cute Coach wristlets. I got a cute Coach like going out bag that Giovanna is actually using this weekend. And yeah, they're sneakers. You guys, don't sleep on Coach's sneakers. They are so freaking cute and fashionable and cozy. I literally wear them to the airport all the time and they're just comfortable. So don't sleep on Coach, everyone. I know like, and it's so affordable. It is so freaking affordable compared to like Gucci, Louis Vuitton and Prada and all the things. Yes. Like I'm just loving Coach right now.
And it's right. This is the bag I've been wanting since I think last year. I never bought it. It's called the Soft Empire Carryall Bag, size 48. Let me show it to you. Mm. It is so
And
cheap.
You get 2%. You get 2% of your money back. Oh, yes. I love that.
Don't you love
get it?
And it's $8.95.
So you could go through Rakuten because I use Rakuten all the time to like get money back.
Yeah.
And Coach offers 2% of whatever you spend back.
Oh, my God. I'm going to wait till they go on Vivro. Like I wonder if they have this on Vivro. But no, we wanted the soft Empire carryall bag. Coach, if you're listening, please.
How much is that one?
It's $8.95. I can get it for Christmas.
Oh, see,
next year.
So that's more of the high end Coach.
This one is.
Spending like $250 a bag.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get a Coach belt. Maybe I'll go to the Coach store in Soho today and
You should.
If there's any Crusaders that work at the Coach store or work at the Coach design studio, tell them Spooky and Joey sent you and we'd like some free stuff. Not free. Well,
the last time for your birthday dinner, remember? That's where me and the girls went.
Oh, yeah.
We went shopping at Coach before we came over and got ready for your dinner. And one of the ladies helped me out there and I got a gold and black, my wedding colors, gold and black beaded clutch bag.
Oh, cute.
So freaking cute.
I can't wait till Sissy gets, like, you know, like, I'm not with every mom. I mean, what I'm trying to say is I can't wait till Sissy adopts a little bit of your style that she's inspired by but makes it her own. Not trying to be copycat of you, but just a little nod to you, I think, is going to be cute. Like, and it's going to be something like this unspoken thing that you're going to notice, and it's going to like warm your
heart. Well, she has such a cute style.
It's going to warm your heart. That's like, you know, she's like, you know that she's like, she's inspired by you, but she would never say it. Mm-hmm. But it's like, almost like, you know what I mean? It's like a silent hug or something for you.
Well, yeah, she wants my hair. So every time I do a messy bun, she wants me to do a messy bun, just like mine. So I try and do that. And then she just made a TikTok and she showed my closet and she was going like this throughout all my clothes. And she says, when you can finally fit in your mom's size.
Stop.
And she was going through my closet, like picking out outfits.
Oh my God. Yeah. I want her to start doing like little things like borrowing something. And I know she's inspired by you by so much of it. Just, you know, I always tell when she goes in your stores and stuff, how blown away and like how she can't believe this is your life and her life and that her mom owns stores and like boutiques and fashion stuff.
Yeah, but
like
then she yells at me. She's like, I would never wear this. Can you do more my style?
Well, let her have a little corner. Why don't you do a Mrs. Corner in the Snooki Shop? But you don't have to be a whole line. Maybe a rack that she can curate and for the younger tween style.
She already asked.
Well, do it.
She already said, can you do a junior section for me?
Yes. And let her curate it. And then give her a little commission for it and let her save the money for her first apartment or something.
Well, speaking of Giovanna, I have been going crazy trying to find these goddamn squishies.
What are they called? Jelly cats?
Jelly cats are the stuffed animals that she does love. Yeah, she has some jelly cats in her room. But the big craze right now with the kids is the dumplings, the Nidos, and all the squishies. And
is it Asian, Japanese? Like Japanese, like Japanime stuff?
I don't know, I'm sure. But it's literally sold out in all of the stores. So this morning, she was like, I really want, like, can you surprise me before competition this weekend? So I ran to all the stores. I went to Target. I went to TJ Maxx. I went to this toy store and Five Below to find all the squishies for her. It's like
How
a craze
right
find? Now with kids. I spent like $200 on squishies.
But where?
They were all restocked.
Is it one brand? Or
no,
is it like any kind
of
squishy? What is it?
It's a bunch of brands. But the big ones right now are the dumplings and the Nidos. And the Nidos are sold out everywhere. Literally everywhere. You can't get them.
Do you want me to find one
when
in
you
the
do
city
see
today?
A Nido, you got to pick it up.
Can you show me what it looks like?
Yeah, just put it in.
Nido?
N-E-E-D-O-H, I think. But the Nidos have been around for years. And
the
all of a
box?
Sudden, there must have been, yes, it's a squish. It's like a stress ball.
I'm going to see.
I don't know who
city.
Did it, but somebody on TikTok made it like this huge freaking thing. And now you can't find Nidos anywhere in store.
Target sells them. Five Below,
they're
Target.
They're out of stock every single day. They're out of stock.
Learning Express Toys, Kidding Around on 15th Street. I'm going to go to Kidding Around today. That seems like a small store.
I went to Learning Express in Morristown, and they didn't have the Nidos or the dumplings. They were sold out, but they had other ones. And Sissy really wanted the squishy butter, so I got her that. But if anyone's listening and you work at Nido or you work at Dumpling, we would love for you to sponsor us so I can get all the freaking Nidos and dumplings for her.
Barnes & Noble, Toy Tokyo, Rainbow YSC, Toys R Us at Macy's.
No, yeah. We tried it.
I'm
going to
find them today. I'm making that a point to myself. I'm gonna get a Nido and put it in my Bottega Veneta Vivrel borrowed bag.
Do a TikTok because all the TikToks are going viral of people trying to find Nidos.
Do you think Tweaky would like them? Are they dog safe? What if he eats
them? No, there's like chemicals in them. He can't bite them. But that's what I did this morning. Even though I was tired and I wanted to sleep in, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this hunt for Giovanna. So first I went to Target, and then I went to, where did I go? Target, Five Below, TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx, I don't know. It hasn't been hitting lately. They have a lot of like ugly shirts.
TJ Maxx?
Mm-hmm.
Maxinista.
Been slapping.
You know, Trader Joe's has a tote bag that everyone's stampeding each other
for. Oh my God. I just went to freaking Trader Joe's the other day and the lady was like, you don't want the lavender bag? She's they like, everyone's like, everyone's screaming for them. I'm like, now, the
she
mini
had
ones.
It there?
They had it there.
But
I
no
don't
one
get
was
the
fighting
craze.
For it? But when there was
no.
There was one, the one by me.
I don't get it.
On the Upper East Side got stampeded. People got stampeded for these little tote bags.
I know. I don't think they're, no. I have a million tote bags to begin with. That's
why
Trader
are they?
Goes,
why are they a thing though?
I don't know.
I'm telling you,
I feel like these one influencers on TikTok, they make it a huge thing, and then everybody wants to like copy them and have it.
I think it's an international thing. I think it's because places that don't have Trader Joe's, I think mostly the Eastern cultures, the Asian culture, they have that. That sort of became a thing. They can't get it over there. So I think it was Japan, I believe. That everyone was talking about it in Japan because they couldn't get them. So it became a craze of things like they couldn't get them. So they would come here. They would want to get the Trader Joe's bags. I don't.
Speaking of things that people want. Let me grab it.
Oh, Mina. Is it her? It's her Squishmallow.
Yeah.
That drunk little doll she has.
It's my Punchkin. So I told you. I said
that drunk little doll.
Whatever. I love her. Everyone loves her. I'm getting tagged and like people are bringing her to the bar. And like.
Oh, yeah, how fun.
Look, and you can hold her like a puppet under her poof.
Oh, you can hide things
wait,
in there.
So we're restocking these soon, but I just had a meeting with them, and I'm like, okay. So for the restock, instead of just like restocking just this, for the people that already got it, let's do like an add-on. So like an add-on crocodilly that she can hold or an add-on something that was like so Snooki-ish.
Or put
so
a Corona inside that martini glass upside down.
Yeah, so we're trying to do the add-on crocodilly that she can hold and also cute keychains. So we're going to do the restock soon. Yeah, but
with
the
restock,
you can add accessories.
Oh, so you just buy the accessory or would you buy a whole new doll that has the accessory with it?
No, so I wanted to add different things that people who already bought the doll can buy more things to add on to it. Yeah. So if you didn't get the doll, the restock is soon. But if you have the doll, we are getting add-ons to her.
I love it.
She's so cute.
And maybe you can make a one for charity and have like real rhinestones on the glasses and it's like a special edition one that people are going to stampede each other for at the Snooki shop.
Well, I definitely want to do more varieties of me. So there's a ton of different outfits we can do.
Yeah. Okay, get a neck brace for that
cute.
One. You can get a
that's more
a
Mike's
brace.
Thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't want to upset Mike.
Oh, I saw Mike's wife at the Tutellers. She was there as well getting a treatment.
Did you?
We ran into each other.
Did you ever do your video for Tutellers?
I did it. Yes, I performed. It's called called my glow and tell. I did my glow and tell. I stuttered a little bit. We did a testimonial. I said he's changed my life many times. Chris,
well, I'm definitely due to go to Tutella for Botox.
I wish you would have came. I had an IV drip. I was there the whole day.
Gianni got that once.
IV?
Yeah, he felt great after.
I was pissing bright yellow. I was terrified. I forgot that I was going to do that.
Oh.
Did you know that Bluey's Australian?
Yes. Angel loves Bluey.
And a girl. And I had no idea it was Australian because I watch it on mute all the time.
He's like a baby.
Because Peaky watches. It's his favorite show. He watches it.
Wait, do you know why dogs love Bluey?
No.
Because they can see different colors. They make sure that dogs can see the colors in them because dogs are like colorblind.
Peaky! Peaky loves Bluey every day.
Yeah. That's why dogs love Bluey because they can see like different colors or I don't know. You have to Google it, but it's something cute about dogs.
Oh my God.
I know.
My Shayla. Mm. My Shayla.
Did you see the video I sent you?
Fuck you. She sent me a dead dog's funeral.
Yeah, but like no one does that. I thought it was so beautiful.
They propped
up the
dog.
It was literally like a dog. It was a dog like in a casket. And there were flowers all over. It was like an actual like human funeral for an animal. I love that.
I kind of like that.
I'm definitely holding a huge service for Rocky.
Oh, I'm going to have anxiety.
No, I'm going to turn into Frankenstein.
Wait, how are you liking your crazy pills? You haven't talked about this.
I didn't try them.
What?
I was talking to Anthony because he like knows your about all this stuff. You're a drug dealer? My trainer.
Oh.
And he was just saying how it's just like it's gonna mess up my brain and I don't know. There's an organic way to go about it. I just haven't tried it yet. But yeah, bitch, I need it. My anxiety's still here. I'm depressed.
Save them for my stocking stuffer. I'll take them.
I'm miserable.
Oh.
I'm gonna try the organic way and I'll let you guys know.
Organic wine?
No, the organic way.
Did anyone die since we last spoke?
Yes.
Oh, Buffy. Mina. Everyone from Buffy's going away. Buffy better watch out.
I'm so annoyed.
There's number three. Sarah Jessica
Hulu
better watch out.
Hulu freaking bought Buffy, and then now all of a sudden they don't want to do Buffy. So Hulu, you're an idiot. Why would you not do Buffy? Like, Buffy has a huge freaking following and fan base. Like, you upset a lot of people. So Hulu, I'm mad at you. Even though you do have Paradise, I'm still mad at you. So I'm upset about Buffy. And then a week later, what's his name dies? What was his name on?
The man from the show.
Xander?
I never watched the show.
His name was Xander on Buffy. Anyway, he passed away. And they said from natural causes, he was only like 58. So what natural causes?
How did Michelle Trachtenberg die? She killed herself? That was seemed insensitive.
I forgot she passed.
Well, that was the sister that was the other girl from the show. That's what I'm saying. Everyone from the show is dead.
How did she pass away?
I think it might have been self-inflicted. I'm not sure. And that was insensitive. I really just thought of it at the top of my head.
Why do I feel like it was an overdose? Oh my goodness.
Michelle Trachtenberg, cause of death.
I feel like everyone's dying.
Diabetes.
Oh, diabetes.
Actress Michelle, pardon me, that was rude of me.
What?
Actress Michelle Trachtenberg died at age 39 from complications of diabetes, according to the New York City Medical Examiner's Office. April 25th, she was found unresponsive in her apartment with toxicology reports indicating natural death related to her long-term condition rather than foul play, mama.
Oh, that's horrific.
Do you think I'm famous enough to get like an article like this when I pass?
Yeah, but then they're going to have either Gianni's face of you or Joe Giudice.
Or Joe Giudice, mm-hmm. Yeah. They're going to have the wrong photograph. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know how things happen in threes? If I was Sarah Jessica, I would watch out. Look both ways when you're crossing the street, mama.
Well, yeah, everybody that we grew up with, like watching on TV and actors, everyone's passing away.
Oh, but if she did get killed, she should get slayed by a sword or a knife, like a vampire did it.
Who?
Do you know what I mean? Would you rather get stabbed?
Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that Buffy?
You said Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
Sex and the City.
Should I get three names? What should my third name be? Joseph, Marie, Camasta. I already have three.
Yeah.
Nicole, you ready for fan call-ins?
Let's do it.
Okay, this one comes from Arkansas.
Hey, Snicky. Hey, Joey. Could I ask a little advice? So, it's happening a lot lately. People just randomly bring up my greasy face, and it's really disturbing because I think it's just that I'm hydrated. I drink almost 2 gallons of water a day, and I think that it's just a hydrated Latin face. But I don't think my face is greasy, so I am a straight-presenting male, believe it or not. So I can't have, like, a lot of makeup on. Is there a primer? I don't want to be putting on primer. What can I do? I do the face wipes. I take care of the skin. You know, I'm taking the fish oil. I'm doing it all. But what is happening?
Well, it sounds like, this is Queen from Arkansas. I think that it's a good thing because the people that
did
are
he
greasiest.
Say straight?
He's straight present. He's gay, but he looks straight, so he can't be wearing like a beat of makeup. So he kind of looks straight.
Oh, I would love to see his face. Well, bitch, I am greasy. I am oily as ever all the freaking time.
You're lucky because that's why black people look so young because their skin is naturally oilier and oil does not make your skin old. So like you're gonna look young forever.
Oh,
so that's a good thing.
So we're in good hands then.
Yeah, so you're constantly hydrated. Your skin's constantly moisturized. So you never have to worry about getting old like that. But if you want to take the shine off without having to wear like a powder or a beat, I would get you said you don't want a primer, but it's not really a primer. Get a One Size Beauty from Sephora. They have like Secure the Sweat or Secure the Shine or whatever. They have like an anti-shine cream. You just put it on like moisturizer and you'll still stay hydrated, but your skin will not shine. Or get a translucent powder or get a Laura Mercier translucent powder and just dust yourself with that before you leave the house.
What is that brand on TikTok? EOS?
EOS is like the lip balm.
EOS. Oh.
Elf?
No, let me look because I have translucent powder for that for my grease. Like I always bring it to cheer comps. Because I'm always greasy, and it makes my face just like smooth, and it goes away.
We're getting you all the tea, Mama.
What's the last thing you ordered on TikTok Shop?
Me was a phone screen protector that so people can't read my text messages. See,
I ordered a dumpling.
You're making me hungry, and I'm not allowed to have food like that. Did I ever send you David's protein bars?
Yes.
Didn't you love them? They're
so
little,
good.
Aren't they the best? Well, okay, so they're scandal right
so
now.
It was so weird, though, because I went to my sister-in-law's house because, like, we need more protein for, like, working out. And she goes, you have to try this bar. It's so good. And I think it was the chocolate and... There's a chocolate and what?
The bronze
peanut butter,
one.
I think?
From
anyway, she was like, try this because we need a certain amount of protein for our diet and working out. And I tried it. And I was, like, nervous because I don't like protein bars. I just feel like they don't taste good. And
yeah.
I ate that in 2 seconds.
It's like dessert.
It tasted
dessert
like
every day.
Candy. So then I got the delivery and I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, did the universe send me David
bars? I sent it to you.
I had no idea. I was so confused.
I sent you it. And they're in hot water. Not hot water. They're getting a lot of press right now because people are saying that their calories that are listed there as 150 calories is a lie because they did science. They had scientific research done, and it's not the real calories. It actually has 270 calories in it. But the
okay though
was, no. It was all wrong because they were doing the wrong test on it or whatever. It has 150 calories. It's just the way the scientific way that they were testing it was not correct. And I never stopped eating them anyway because I was like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. They're delicious.
No, they make
delicious. Me feel good. And if it is 270, then it was, but it's not. I talked to David myself and I got confirmation. It's
the owner?
Well, yeah. They text me on Instagram.
Very nice.
And I go to their events. They send me boxes all the time. I'm a David's true stan.
I like them.
And they're coming out with an ice cream. You can have a whole jar of ice cream for 200 something calories. A protein ice cream. I'm so excited. So I never was hated for David.
Now.
Oh, did you find your skincare thing you were telling me about?
I guess I buy a lot of stuff on TikTok because it's literally.
What does it look like? Just tell me what the outside looks like. I'll tell you what it is.
I think it's red or pink. I thought it was EOS.
EOS was a lip balm. It could be EOS. Is it like pastel looking?
Oh, here. One Size Beauty.
That's what I just said.
Oh.
You fucking bitch.
One Size Beauty takes all the grease and oil away.
I just suggested that. What product is it though? What product did you use? The powder or is it?
I got the
cream?
Ultimate blurring setting powder.
So the blurring setting powder, or get those secure the blur.
It doesn't even look like I'm wearing anything.
Secure the blur, secure the sweat, or secure the shine. There's something like that from them. Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Okay, I'm glad I took 10 hours to find that.
Next caller. We have one more phone call. Call through that. That's going to be the section, the cup thing. And
I'm
she goes,
starving.
And call through that.
Call through that. I'm going to have a steak salad for dinner.
Sam.
Sam from Philly.
I've been a long time crusader. I've been to a few live shows and I absolutely love you guys. Nicole, I'm thinking of you and I just want to tell you you're so strong, such a strong mama going through this right now. But my question is for Joey. My husband and I are thinking about going into New York for my 37th birthday and I just wanted to know if you can recommend like a neighborhood or area.
Go to Joey's house.
Cool cocktail bars because I really haven't been in New York in so long. So I wanted to get some recommendations. Thanks. I love you guys.
Oh, how cute. 37th birthday. I would go.
Happy birthday, squirrel.
Happy birthday. I'm excited to see you. I would go to, there's so many good new cocktail bars now. I would probably go to different areas, but I would try to get a reservation at the Nines. That is a very swanky, cute cocktail bar, restaurant, piano lounge that I love. I would try to go there. I would try to go to the Temple Bar. It's a great little cute restaurant for some drinks.
Monkey Bar.
Monkey Bar for dinner, for sure. Monkey Bar for dinner. There's Pearl Box is very cute and chic. That's downtown. I would try maybe.
That sounds like a strip joint.
No, we went there. That's where we went upstairs after my birthday. Obvio, oh my God, is really cute. La Bar Penelope is very cute. That's uptown. It's not really an area. Just try these other places. La Bar Penelope is so cute for drinks if you're on the Upper East Side. And then, yeah, I mean, if you just want one area to come bounce around, the West Village is always good. Spooky snoring.
Oh, my God. I'm so tired lately.
Mm. Well.
I think it's the universe.
Can I have your placenta when you take it out? What are you taking out? Your cervix?
My uterus.
Are you feeling any different now that you have, like, that? How are you feeling? May I ask? Do you feel any different? Or do you have higher anxiety because you know that you have the thing festering
well,
in
yeah.
you?
No, yeah, I'm definitely more stressed out and anxious. And I do have like random bleeding, which I noticed.
From that? From your cervix?
Yeah.
Like this tumors are bleeding?
I don't know. I have random bleeding and I'm more tired than usual. I don't know if that's like from the universe or just being stressed, but yeah, nothing too
horrible
crazy.
Diagnosis. Do you think that I would want it right out of me? I would have taken that myself. I can't believe how like.
Well, I talked to the nurse and the doctors, and I was just like, "Well, listen, my schedule is pretty crazy because I can't fly for like a week and a half after." I was like, "I'm flying literally every single week. I don't have like downtime until June to really like get this done." I was like, "Am I going to be fine until then?" And they just, yeah, they were like, "It's going to be it. Your cancer wouldn't spread to stage two in a couple months." Like, they made it seem like it would take a while for that to happen. So I think I'm okay. But obviously, you know, I want to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it. I would get it done as soon as possible. How long are you going to be out? For 2 weeks?
Well, I don't know. They said it's not as bad as, you know, people make it to be.
Yeah.
But I can't
It's
I can't
endoscopic,
fly.
Too. They put it, they do this little tiny little holes on your sides. They don't cut you open like a fish.
No, he said the cut's going to be like this big.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like under. It's kind of like a C-section.
I mean, that's not. Yeah. Well.
And I never had a C-section, so I'm scared.
Well, you're going to be fine. Do you think you should get a tummy tuck while you're in there? I would.
No, literally, because I'm going to
they're
going to
cut you
Botox,
anyway, just cut some extra skin off, mama.
I'm going to get my, I want to get my Botox next week. And
yeah, have Trutella double
tuck.
Have Trutella just come in on his lunch break and just cut the fat off.
Trutella, can you just like cut the fat out while he's doing my hysterectomy? Because I do have like, you know, I'll always have like the mommy pouch of like having three kids and it's just like a little bump. And
that's exactly where they cut
you. And
ya.
Just like, you know, like stretch marks and skin. Like I'm fine with that. Like I'll never wear a bikini. I like my high waist stuff. But I mean, if it's possible and the pain's not that bad, why not?
That's what I would offer. I would become a doctor that does, for people that have, you know, sad, horrible things happening to them, a little light at the end of the tunnel. Have a plastic surgeon come in while you're knocked out. Since you're having cancer removed, why don't we take them fat bitch tits out too? Why don't we put something
why don't
here?
We take some of these rolls out and you'll
there
be
there should
good.
Be some plastic surgery and medical people team up. I'm going to make my own medical facility.
Agreed.
And I'm going to rent handbags out of the back. Well, Spooky, I do have to go because my cleaning ladies need to clean the couch. And I know
that
you have to go.
Yeah, and you need to go explore. You need to go get Nitos for Giovanna.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do. Well, ladies, I love you. Spooky, I love you. I missed you. I was going to text you.
I know, same.
Like, I really thought we weren't friends anymore. I was going to move on. I was going
to Freak? Move on to who?
I don't know. But okay. Chin up, panties down.
Now that you're skinny and hot and beautiful, you're going to make
friends.
Now you're
trying to hang out with
Bella Hadid. Bitch. I would hate Only you.
Only supermodels.
Like, he's well, so fake.
Everyone, don't forget to be kind to one
Subscribe.
Another.
Subscribe. When are we going to tell them our news?
I can't.
Right? Well, we have news coming up for you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to drop it soon.
The Jersey Shore 2.0 is coming to a screen near you. Well, stay tuned. Listen next week. And
yes.
And away we go. Love you, girl.
Have a great weekend. It's happening!